right, time to start off boots and salutes this morning as we can start to see the smoke billowing into Saskatoon. Winds must have changed here today. The Internet News Poll question for you this morning. Do you support mandatory childhood vaccinations with proof of vaccine in order to attend school? Well, 69% say yes to that. Boots and salutes, you can start us off today.
Oh, good morning. And I would just like to salute you. You are the most kind person there is. And I would like to boot those people that say this is not story time hour, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes all people need is someone to listen. And you always listen. You're a real treasure, Ben.
Aw, thank you for that. I appreciate that so much. You have a wonderful day.
As you as well.
Thank you. Hey, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey there, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm great after an Oilers win yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You know what? The Edmonton Oilers, this time we are ready for the Florida Panthers now. You know, if we could beat the New York Islanders like they did in 1984, we can do it again with these guys.
I'm hoping so. Go Oilers!
And do you know what? I hope to see the Oilers win the Stanley Cup since 1990, when my grandmother and I were living over at Snowberry Downs that year, when they beat the Bruins that year. And remember when the power went out at Boston Garden in 88, when they had to ship it back to Edmonton that time, and Wayne Gretzky's last year with them. But hopefully this year, that drought will be over for them, for the Oilers this year, and for all of Canada since 1993, when my Uncle Stanley's Montreal Canadiens won the cup that year. But hopefully it comes back to Edmonton this year.
Go Oilers! Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to give a big boot to Carney and his Liberals. Every time you hear them talk, they talk about the big crisis in the world and crisis with Donald Trump's tariffs. But I never hear them say anything about the 100% tariff on Saskatchewan canola. Then he brings his king, whatever his name is, to confirm that there's a threat with Trump's and his tariffs. King does whatever Trump tells him to. Oh, yeah, and the elbows up, people, don't worry. Carney's got another crisis coming for you. Have a lovely day.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben. I'd like to salute my hardworking Edmonton Oilers. I've been a fan since I was 9, and they won the first cup when I was 10. And I mean, these guys are just like, they've got so many guys just working hard out there. And I mean, I'm so happy they have home ice advantage, because I think if we would have had home ice last year, we would have won it. And I'm hoping they just keep playing good.
I do too. Let's go Oilers. Come on. Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, good morning. Have a good day. Blah, blah, blah. Story time.
Boots and Salutes. Hello? Good morning.
I'd like to have a good day.
Can you turn your radio down?
Oh, okay. I'd like to boot that.
Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Let's go Florida Panthers.
I agree to disagree. Boots and Salutes.
I just want to boot everybody that calls in talking about their childhood memories.
Boots and Salutes.
Morning. I'd like to give Mark Carney a salute for going into work this week, unlike Pierre Poilievre.
Boots and Salutes.
Hi. I'd like to start off by saluting the three Tonys, and I'd also like to salute new work shirts. I didn't wear mine today, but God, I love them. Thanks.
Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'm wondering where Scott Moe was for the past couple of months. So welcome back to Saskatchewan there, Scott Moe, after wrecking everything in the schools, the hospitals, my God.
Hey, Boots and Salutes.
I'd like to boot Murray Mandrake's columns. All he's been talking about lately is Western separatism, and he seems to hate it so much. Just leave it alone, Murray. There's a lot of people out there that want to separate. But anyways, boot him and the NDP for always harping on that. Thanks.
Hey, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to give a boot to the city. The parks are atrocious with dandelions and tall grass. Along the freeway, when you're almost approaching A Street, that park is horrible. I'm glad the visitors are going to be driving down the freeway to see how the city looks after the parks. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a bad year for dandelions, for sure. Hey, boots and salutes.
Hey, good morning. Big salute to emergency services out there fighting the fires. Salute to the farmers. And a big boot to the Edmonton Oilers. Go, Florida, go.
Okay, go Oilers. Boots and salutes.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Anyway, the Florida State is going to beat the 51st state, Edmonton Oilers. Have a good day.
Hi, boots and salutes.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And how are you?
Good. I would like to also salute our beautiful Oilers and our great game and your channel, the bus drivers, the school kids, all the school divisions and farmers and boot that blah, blah, blah guy and anybody else who thinks want to boot the farmers, they should be booted themselves.
It's for the call. Boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. This one's for Mr. Moore. I wouldn't worry about what Scott Moe's doing too much. I'd worry about the NDP in this province and federally. I mean, after 20 years in this province, they've been told to sit at the back of the class with the dunce hats on. So you should really worry about that.
Boots and salutes.
Morning. Big salute to the Edmonton Oilers. Let's take her all the way, boys. Don't stop working. Stay healthy. Remember what's important. Focus. Let's go, man. Let's get her done.
Right on. Boots and salutes.
Good morning. I would like to boot the mayor and council of the city of Prince Albert. We just got our tax notices, and some of them have gone up about 25 to 30%. And not only that, then I see on the internet that the mayor and five councillors have gone to Ottawa to have lunch with Randy Hoback. My God, why are they spending money like that? Thank you.
Boots and salutes.
Good morning, Ben. This is a big salute for all the people fighting all the forest fires in Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba. And God bless everybody that is affected by these fires and had to evacuate. Thank you.
Boots and salutes.
Hello. I'd like to give a salute to Quick Dick McDick. He should become a politician. He's got more common sense and works harder than any of them politicians out there. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, we'll have Quick Dick McDick on after 8 o'clock here this morning, so stick around for that.
Thank
Boots
you.
Boots and salutes. You can be our last caller.
Hey, good morning. I'm not even an Oilers fan, but you know, the Oilers can do it this year. They've learned from last year, and hey, right on, man. Go Oilers.
Go Oilers. There is plenty of room on the Oilers bandwagon. I'll bring you all in. We'll show you where you need to go, who you need to cheer for, and all that. Don't worry. Go Oilers, go. Also, my thoughts are with everybody that has been evacuated, too, with the wildfires this morning. As up north, we have seen quite a few communities evacuated, 15 to be exact, and there is potential for more in the coming days, especially today with the wind conditions. We're talking gusts up to 60K today, and that's not great for trying to fight a wildfire. So my thoughts are with everybody out there. If you're into the city or anywhere displaced across the province today and are just thinking about your cabins and all those properties that you've had for years and years and not sure if they're going to make it through in a lot of places that haven't made it through. So.